Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out. You'll be fascinated by his wisdom and the writing that he's doing these days. Sam, thank you again for being here. In the previous segment, I read something that you wrote that I was able to enjoy reading. Your commentary, which, folks, I'm hoping, Sam, you've got this on your website so folks can see it. The Main Street, Sam was responding in part to my column this week about basically what's wrong with this picture, meaning Wall Street's doing great, Main Street's getting worse. And Sam said the Main Street surveys have consistently been more negative than Wall Street for the past 5 years. Actually, it's been about 7 or 8 years. But lo and behold, Wall Street seems to have been more correct than Main Street on the fundamental trend. Sam, I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, here's what I was pointing to. The equity markets, stocks on Wall Street, have gone up in the past, since 2009, relatively consistently. Of course, there are bumps along the way.
Is fundamental business? And how much of it is Fed? How much of it is the rest of the world not having anywhere to put their money? What part of that is having cash and buying back shares instead of investing in the economy, Sam?
Well, it happens that the profits have been supportive of the rise in the market values. In other words, the ratio of market value to profitability has not changed much.
And Sam, how much of those profits were on the back of the unemployed? I've asked many people, not radicals like me, how much of these profits are on the back of the unemployed? And nobody argues with me about that.
No, we have a surplus of labor, and it's very, very tough, and that's why you get a different perspective. If you asked most people on Main Street, middle income people in particular, or small business people, they'll have a much more depressed view of things because that's the reality that they are in.
The rest of us are planted in the ground. We got nowhere to hide. Wall Street, major corporations, 60% of their business they do, most of them do overseas. They're only partially invested in the United States.
That's a lot of the big businesses are international. I know Coca-Cola, for example, most of its profits come from overseas, and many large corporations.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm not complaining at them about that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that they shouldn't be doing that.
I'm just saying that
they're continuing to not come back and let Main Street play with them in the marketplace.
Yes, I think. Here is the crux of it, Jim, as I see it. This is a trend that's been around for maybe a decade or two decades, and that is this. The world has become more capable of more efficient production and delivery of services.
Yep.
And the capacity has outstripped the growth in demand.
This
means is we have a surplus of everything. We have a surplus of labor. We have a surplus of oil.
And we've got labor skills that aren't matching the demand for labor.
That's true. We still have want ads looking for, a lot of companies are...
There are 4 million jobs in America going wanting because they can't find a qualified person.
Exactly. There's been change along with a slowing of growth relative to the growth in the labor force.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, so it squeezes. And who is the most vulnerable of all of us in a squeeze, which we undoubtedly have right
the
now?
Individual worker squeeze. and Main Street small businesses.
It's the workers
and Main
small
Street
business.
Bank and Main Street banks too.
Maybe Main Street banks.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. the most vulnerable are the smaller and the weaker, who that is what I believe to be the fact. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make it right or wrong. It just is a fact.
Well, there is one thing about it, Sam. People still, we still haven't calculated all the damage that 2008 did to capitalism as we know it.
It'll be a long,
we still
have
we still don't know that number. It's still ugly. Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Great to be with you.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, Norwood Analytics. And we always get smarter when Sam joins us. And so we did again today. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.